'Tis pleasant to bear recollections in mind of joys that time hurries away, to look back on smiles that have passed like the wind and compare them with frowns of today. 'Twas the joy of old Robin, forsooth, over the past with fond pleasure to dwell, to recount the fond loves of his joys and his youth and days of lost pleasures to tell. 'Tis now many years, like a child he would say, since I joined in the sports of the green, since I tied up the flowers for the garlands of May and danced with the holiday queen. Recollections look backward in sorrowful pride. Recollections look forward in tears to the past when my happiness withered and died, and the present dull, desolate years. I love to be counting while sitting alone with many a heart-aching sigh, how many a season has rapidly flown and springs with their summer gone by. Since Susan, the pride of the village, was deemed, to whom youth's affections I gave, whom I led to the church and beloved and esteemed, and followed in grief to the grave. Life's changes for many hours musings supply, how the past and the present appear, to mark how a few passing years hurry by, when nothing is left as it were. The youth that with me to man's summer did bloom have dwindled away to old men, and maidens like flowers of the spring have made room for many new blossoms since then. I have lived to see all but life's sorrows pass by, leaving changes and pains and decay, where naught is the same but the wide-spreading sky and the sun that wakens the day. The green where I tended my sheep when a boy has yielded its pride to the plough, and the shades where my infancy revelled in joy the axe has left desolate now. Yet a bush lingers still that invites me to stop. What heart can such whimsies withstand, where Susan once saw a bird's nest in its top, and I reached her the eggs with my hand? And so long since the day I remembered it well, it has stretched to a sizable tree, and the birds yearly come to its branches to dwell, as far from a giant as me. On a favourite spot by the side of a brook, when Susan was just in her prime, a ripe bunch of nuts from her apron she took and planted them close by my side. It has grown up with years, and on many a bough groweth nuts like its parent again, where shepherds no doubt have oft sought them ere now to pleasure other Susan since then. The joys that I knew when my youth was in prime, like a dream that's half ended, is over, and the faces I knew in that changeable time are seen with the living no more. I have lived to see friends that I loved passed away, with the pleasures of their company gave. I have lived to see love with my Susan decay, and the grass growing green on her grave. Poor Rover, the mate of my youth's summer day, that came to my whistle with pride, that shared the first years of my labour and play, grew old in my friendship and died. And this old friend that now lieth down by my feet looks as old as his master to be. Yet when the past scenes of my life I repeat, he even seems a newcomer to me. Thus oft over his staff the old shepherd would bend, recounting in sorrowful pride the things of his youth, while some young shepherd friend stood to listen the tales by his side. The pleasures of youth, when too late we esteem, when its follies no longer engage, when the beautiful past, like a midsummer dream, looks green through the winter of age.